And now for the show reflecting on classic radio, Hollywood 360, with your host, Carl Amari.
You lost your magic. They knocked you off your game. Your Carlness went right out the window.
What's with this Carlness? It's not even a real word.
It's a conjunction, a preposition. It's a philosophy, a way of life. It's your name with "ness" attached to it.
Bob, listen to me. If you'd have done what I asked you to and come in my dressing room before the show, you'd have known that you weren't supposed to come out here until I introduced you.
Jack, I tried to get into your dressing room, but I didn't have a nickel.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ, and comedy is a kind of hobby of mine. Well, actually, it's a little more than just a hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing two of my jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
From Hollywood, it's time now for... Johnny Dollar.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carl Amari, and this is Hollywood 360, the radio show that presents the best in classic radio. This hour on Hollywood 360, Jack Webb stars as Los Angeles Police Sergeant Joe Friday in another true crime case on Dragnet from 1949. Then Jack Benny invites friends over to listen to the World Series on part one of the Jack Benny program from 1948. But first, let me say hello to my co-host, Lisa Wolf. What's up, Lisa?
Hi, Carl.
What's going on, Dimply?
And not too much. What's going on?
I'm good. Are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Well, do you like Dragnet? You like true crime cases from the files of the LAPD?
I remember the television show Dragnet.
You do?
Of course.
You remember it?
I'm older than I sound.
Wow. Well, you know what? Dragnet came to radio in 1949, lasted all the way to 1957, nine seasons. These were true crime stories from closed cases, and Jack Webb starred as L.A. Police Detective Sergeant Joe Friday. Each case was detailed from start to finish, and Friday narrated the action all along the way. And it had great supporting characters like Frank Lovejoy, Paul Frees, Parley Bear, Harry Bartell, Peggy Weber, who played his mom on the show, believe it or not, and then William Conrad. There were movies about Dragnet, and then for 16 seasons, it was on television. Very, very popular radio and television series. And we have a great episode for you now from August 4th, 1949. This is called Benny Trouncel, and it stars Jack Webb. Here's part one of Dragnet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
NBC brings you Dragnet. You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned to narcotics detail. For more than 2 months, doctors' offices have been burglarized, hospital pharmacies pillaged, drugstores robbed, medical supply firms ransacked, with one purpose in mind: the theft of narcotics. The criminals are expert, cunning, vicious. Your job? Get them.
Dragnet, the documented drama of an actual crime, investigated and solved by the men who unrelentingly stand watch on the security of your home, your family, and your life. For the next 30 minutes, transcribed in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, you will travel step by step on the side of the law through an actual case from official police files. From beginning to end, from crime to punishment, Dragnet is the story of your police force in action.
It was Thursday, March 23rd. It was windy in Los Angeles. We were working the night watch out of narcotics. My partner's Ben Romero. The boss is Ed Backstrand, chief of detectives. My name's Friday. I was on my way back from the record bureau, and it was 10:35 p.m. when I got to room 24, narcotics detail.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be right over. Thank you. Get anything, Joe?
Nothing we don't know already. How about you?
That was a county hospital on the phone. Doc Welch. Pretty fair lead. I told him we'd be right over.
What's he got?
One of our informants, Benny Trouncel. Ready?
Let's go. What's with Benny?
It's bad shape. Somebody worked him over. They found him in an alley off of South Main.
Yeah?
Doc says Trouncel talked before he passed out.
Anything good?
He claimed he knows who's running the new dope racket in town. Says they got him.
Now let's take the stairs here, huh? Why should they bother with small fry like Benny?
That's what I'm wondering. Blackmail, maybe.
Benny's still on the needle? Maybe that accounts for his story.
Doc says his skull is fractured. Morphine doesn't do that to you.
Yeah.